Hi, this is Chris Madrid from the ASL Family Wealth Planning Group. Today we're going to talk about the new Form 1040, which just came out in draft form, and we're going to call it Navigating the Postcard. Now, this form will be for the 2018 tax year, and so will it have impact on our 2019 tax filing season. The new Form 1040 is the size of a large postcard, perhaps a nod to President Trump's campaign promise to make the tax code so simple that the average American could just fill out a postcard. They've also eliminated forms 1040EZ and 1040A, so all taxpayers will be using this new form. The first page of the form contains the taxpayer's identification information, while the back of the form contains the actual tax calculation. Wages, interest, and dividends, IRAs and pensions, and Social Security will all be reported directly on page 2 of the new 1040. And since most of this type of income does have a 1099 associated with it, that's probably why it's being entered directly on page 2. While the tax form may look deceptively simple, there are actually now 6 additional new schedules, numbered 1 through 6, that may need to be completed and attached to the return. Schedule 1, additional income and adjustments to income, will be used by taxpayers who may have had additional income or adjustments that were previously reported on lines 10 through 37 of the 217 Form 1040. This would include, but not be limited to, business income, capital gains and losses, and rental income. Each of these additional items will require a separate schedule to show the details and computations. Sections 2 through 4 will report taxes, including an alternative minimum tax, which actually should impact a lot less taxpayer in the 2018 tax year, non-refundable credits such as education and foreign, and other taxes including household employment taxes and the net investment income tax. Each of these items will also require their own separate schedule. Schedule 5, other payments and refundable credits, will show estimate payments, W-2 withholdings, and amounts paid with the extension request. Finally, Schedule 6 is foreign address and third-party designee. It provides taxpayers who have a foreign address a place to list their country, province, and postal code, and provides all taxpayers with a place to list their third-party designee information. So the new draft 1040 and the new schedule will also refer to existing forms and schedules, which will continue to exist in an updated form. For example, the new 1040 directly references Schedule A itemized deductions. The new schedules, like Schedule 1, will reference Schedule C, profit and loss from business, Schedule D, capital gains and losses, and Schedule E, supplemental income and loss, among references to other standard forms that existed before the 1040 makeover. Given that the IRS website reports that more than 9 out of 10 taxpayers file their tax returns via software or a tax preparer, it's not really clear what the efficiencies gained by the radical redesign of the 1040, as most individual tax returns will be electronically filed, and the pre-existing forms and schedule will still be required, except you will have an intermediate step of going to a schedule and then to the pre-existing forms. It appears then, except for the most basic of tax situations, probably people who filed a 1040A or a 1040EZ in prior years, the simplification, and that's in quotes, of Form 1040 will in fact just add additional summary schedules and another layer of complexity. This, coupled with the anticipated challenges of maneuvering through the maze of new tax laws and waiting for technical corrections, really isn't a simplification of tax law. And so the upcoming 2019 tax filing season will be complex and frustrating at best. Thanks for listening to our podcast on the new 1040. If you have any questions, please reach out to us at ASL, and we'll be happy to talk to you.